Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's January 12, 2016. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States. Going to continue on today in our study. Hopefully today we'll come close to finishing up in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the great faith chapter, the faith hall of fame, all of those that died in the faith, not receiving the promise, but yet saw the promise afar off. I'd like to read you a scripture this morning, one of my favorite scriptures. Paul wrote in Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. I think sometimes, you know, the enemy likes to make us think this is going to go on forever, that the battles we fight, that this temporal world. But Paul said these are light afflictions. He said, "I count it all but loss that I might gain Christ." So read that again. "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan," promises in the book of Genesis also, "under your feet shortly." That God's a seasonal God. We are in the season of the last days. The end of this age is coming upon us quickly. All you have to do is get your head out of the sand and look about and see what's going on in the world. These are the days that Jesus spoke about. And he said, "When you see these things come to pass, look under the hills, when it cometh your redemption." He says to start to lay between the porch and the altar, to start to travail. We need intercessors back in the church again. We need prayer warriors back in the church again. We need preachers, men and women of God, that will stand behind the pulpits of America once again and proclaim the word of God in an uncompromising fashion. Be a John the Baptist. "Prepare ye the way of the Lord in the wilderness. Make his paths straight." But make no mistake about it, we are heading toward the kingdom age. When? I don't know. All I know that it's coming. Because the Word of God says it is, and because the Word of God says it is, it will happen. Doesn't really matter whether I believe it or whether you believe it. It's going to happen because God spoke it and it shall come to pass. So today, in the book of Luke 18 and 8, once again, will the Lord find faith? When he visits us on an individual basis, will he find faith, or will he find fear and unbelief and double-mindedness, being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine? Luke 18:8, he says, "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?" Now, there's a lot of faith on the earth today, but a lot of it is planted in things that doesn't really mean a hill of beans. That's not profitable. And the Word of God tells us to depart from the unfruitful works of darkness. The Word of God declares that we are fruit bearers, that anybody that is in Christ Jesus bears fruit. And when we bear fruit, the Word of God declares that we allow the Spirit of God to prune us. In other words, take all the deadness out of our lives, the things that will keep us from bearing fruit. Listen, it's about Jesus Christ. The Bible declares, he said, "If I be lifted up, then I will draw all men unto me." Man does not have salvation within himself. Salvation is given to man strictly by the grace of God. By grace are you saved, and by faith are you justified. Psalmist David said, "What or who is man that God is mindful of us? Why does he even consider us?" But he says in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the thoughts that I have toward you." He knows our names today. He knows where we're at. He's touched, the Word of God says, with our infirmities. We believe that there's been one has went before us that conquered, the Word of God declares, death, hell, and the grave. He says he made us more than conquerors. The book of Ephesians tells us that we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We really need to know in these days in which we live who we are in Christ. The Word of God declares we have been bought with a price. We haven't been bought with wood, hay, and stubble, and corruptible things such as silver and gold. But we have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I plead that blood today, and I claim that blood today over our minds, over our hearts, over our spirits, over our children, over our churches, over our workplaces, over our nation, over the leaders of our nation, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the days in which we live. The Word of God declares that we are not sealed by the touch of man, but we are sealed by the touch of an almighty God. The Word of God declares you cannot even say Jesus is Lord unless you do it by the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hebrews 11:39 says, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise." Hebrews 11:40 says, "God, having provided some better thing for me and you today." This is the theme of the book of Hebrews, a better way, a better covenant. The patriarchs of the Old Testament, they believed God. They looked forward. Jesus said, "Abraham saw my day and longed to be there because he saw it afar off. But he believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness." Hebrews 11:21, the Word of God declares, "By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff." And you say, well, why would Jacob have power to bless? Let me read you something in Genesis 48:16. He had met God. The Word of God declares he come to a place called Bethel. Amen. We all need our Bethels. We all need our Gethsemanes. We all need a place where we come face to face to God, one on one. Glory to God. And expose ourselves completely unto the only one that can heal us and deliver us and set us free. We have to go to the source today, and that source is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I cannot stress enough that your preacher or your church or your denomination by no means can save you. They are simply vessels and vehicles by which the Word of God is preached. The man or the woman that gets behind the pulpits fight the same battles that you do, and it's Jesus Christ that sets us free and delivers us. But he said in Genesis 48:16, he said, "The angel which redeemed me from all evil, my, bless the lad," as he was blessing Joseph's son, "and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." This was faith. This was blessing. This was seeing afar off. It was counting those things that were not as though they were. He looked behind him. He saw his grandfather, Abraham. He saw his father, Isaac, the faith that they stood in, and how God, through many battles and situations and circumstances, Jacob, the Word of God declares his name means subplanter. He was a conniver. He was one that went with wrong means to get what he needed. His mother encouraged him in this when he not stole the blessing, but got the blessing from Esau. The Word of God declares Esau gave it up for a bowl of pottage. The Word of God declares, but Jacob went to extreme. We know what happened, and Isaac blessed Jacob, and of course Esau was upset and very angry at his brother. So Jacob wasn't a perfect man. See, we don't stand in ourselves and declare our righteousness. We declare the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that's the only righteousness that we can declare, because there's none in us. The Bible says there's none good. All sin and come short of the glory of God. The Word of God declares that our righteousness is but filthy rags before the throne of God. So we need to get out of our minds and out of our hearts that we can possibly do anything to save ourselves. The only thing we can do is humble ourselves before God. And in due time, the Word of God says, you shall be exalted. Come unto him as you are. You can't clean yourself up. You can't dress yourself up. You come to him just as you are, and he does the cleaning. He does the cleansing. He does the changing, and he will change your life today if you trust him. So Jacob had an encounter with God, and that's what he spoke in today, that the angel, the Spirit of God, that he wrestled with at Bethel. And he said, God is here. This is truly God's place. And that day, Jacob's name was changed from Jacob, which meant subplanter, to Israel, which means Prince of God. This is the transformation that takes place when we allow faith to operate in our life. We're going to need faith in the days to come. We're going to have to quit looking at the temporal. We're going to have to quit looking at what is in our hand and start looking at what is not in our hand and looking afar off and claiming those things that are not as though they were. The Word of God declares in Hebrews 11:6 that it's impossible to please God without faith, because those that believe him will seek him with diligence. This is the Word of God today. So we need our faith to be strengthened. Hebrews 11:22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. And you say, well, how did he know that? Well, they wasn't in bondage in those days. This was before the Pharaoh that was with Joseph died. And the Bible says there came a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph and became fearful of the Hebrews that they might multiply and overcome, and they put him in slavery. You see, Joseph saw this. He saw the 400 years of slavery. Abraham saw the 400 years of slavery that was going to happen. And they see these things afar off and know that God is able to deliver us out of every situation and every circumstance. He said he gave them commandments concerning his bones. What was that commandment? In Genesis 50:24-25, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. His great-grandfather, his grandfather, and his father. The lineage. Amen. The lineage. He said, what he promised my great-grandfather, he'll carry on. What he promised my grandfather, he will do. What he promised my father, he will do. The promises of the Lord are yea and amen. So we must believe God. We must trust him in the days in which we live. Listen, hard times and perilous times are not coming. They are upon us. The Bible declares that men will wax worse and worse. They will deceive and they will be deceived. And Joseph took an oath back in Genesis chapter 50. Joseph took an oath in verse 25. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. And that happened when they come out of Israel after the Passover, when God put the blood above the door. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And they took Joseph's bones and come out of the land of Egypt, headed towards the promised land. Long journey, and took a lot of faith, took a lot of perseverance. We don't get there overnight. The Bible says we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. God is a progressive God. Amen. Things in the Lord are progressive, and every progression we learn, he teaches us. Jesus said, go and wait until you be endued with power from on high. And the Holy Ghost baptized them, the Word of God says. And he said, this Spirit will lead you, my Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will lead you into all truth and all righteousness. The Bible declares that the Holy Ghost is the paraclete, the one that comes alongside, the one that comes to help, the one that comforts us, the one that keeps us. Listen, I know what the Holy Ghost said, because he's moved in my life for years. He's helped me in times I could not help myself. We look unto the author and the finisher of our faith, which is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:23 says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. In Exodus 1:22, and Pharaoh charged all the people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Pharaoh, through his fear and paranoia, was killing all the baby boys because he was afraid. Down through the ages, men have killed off baby boys because they was afraid of what was coming, that somebody could possibly overtake them and overtake their throne, who men who sit on thrones of pride. But the Bible says a man that is prideful shall surely fall. Destruction comes unto him. Hebrews 11:24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He was raised in Pharaoh's house. He was a prince of Egypt. He gave all that up because of the call of God on his life. He started to operate in faith. This was before he come in contact with God on the backside of the desert through a burning bush. And God gave him a mandate to go tell Pharaoh to set my people free. Hebrews 11:25, he says, choosing to rather suffer affliction, with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. God's not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, shall he also reap. And the wages of sin is death. The psalmist David said in Psalms 84:10, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. These things are seasonal. You know, it's where we have ourselves planted, where our affections are. Who sits on the throne of our heart? Who guides us daily? Do we just go in on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night or whenever you go to church and think that's enough, that you can just go do what you want to do? No, somebody controls you. We are motivated and controlled by somebody. The Bible says there's three things we fight: the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And the only way we can overcome these things is through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:26 says, esteeming the reproach of Christ. This was in Hebrews now. Esteeming the approach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Well, what did Moses know about Christ? Listen, I believe God put in him a vision of things to come, that there was one that would come, a Messiah, that would ultimately die for the sins of the world. And he would rather suffer the reproach of Christ. Paul said, I might know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, than to enjoy the treasures or the temporal treasures on this earth, or in this case, in Egypt. For he had respect unto recompense of the reward. Amen. What would you give, the Word of God declares, in exchange for your soul? Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense or reward. Where is our confidence today? Do we really believe the Word of God when the pressure is turned up as it is getting now? That I believe Christians are about to come under a pressure like we have never seen pressure. Word of God declares, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Jesus said, they hated me, and for my name's sake, they will hate you. Anyone that names the name of Christ is marked. The Bible declares we are persecuted for the word's sake. Jesus said, Matthew 24, persecution shall come. Perilous times shall come. This is where we are at. The world and system does not love Jesus Christ. They are enemies of the cross. Enemies. Amen. We don't go with the flow. The Bible says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hebrews 13:13 says, let us go forth unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, taking on Christ. All of the apostles, the disciples, except for John, were martyred. And John was the only one that died a natural death. Jesus prophesied that. And that when the Lord gave him the apocalypse, the revelation, on the Isle of Patmos. But he suffered many things. History declares that he was boiled in oil three times. Hebrews 11:27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for endured as seeing him who is invisible. Listen to what he says here, seeing him who is invisible, not being able to really lay hands on, but faith, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know. Romans 1:20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Word of God declares that God once winked at ignorance. But now the revelation of Jesus Christ stands before us, and we have to decide what we're going to do about it. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Don't be double-minded. The Word of God declares a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We must choose. This is a time of choosing. We must have faith. We have no choice. Pray that God strengthens our faith, that our faith not fail. What did Jesus tell Peter? He said, listen, Peter, Satan seeks to sift you like wheat, but he said, I will pray for you. And when thou art restored, go and help your brethren. He already prophesied that he would restore him. And Jesus said, I'll pray for you. He's doing that right now. The Bible says he's forever making intercession for me. And Hebrews 11:28 says, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch him. He applied the blood by faith. 11:29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying, to do were drowned. God destroyed the enemy. Hebrews 11:30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. 11:31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she received the spies with peace. And if you study Rahab, who was a harlot, she was in the lineage and the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Joshua 6:23 says, and the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel, because she put the scarlet thread out the window, which is a type of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:32, and what shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also of Samuel the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, my Lord, waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. The others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. They were sold out to faith. Others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Live by faith. All these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Revelation 6:11 says, and the white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them, they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants and also their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. These are men and women that kept the faith. They were sawn asunder. History declares, tradition declares, that Isaiah was stuck inside of a log and sawed in half by the king Messiah. I'm sorry, Manasseh. Manasseh. Listen, these people suffered. And I know people don't want to hear that. But all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And I don't want it, you don't want it, but it's coming. We're going to need faith. We are going to need faith to sustain us and keep us. Pray today that your faith not fail you in the days in which we live. Pray today that God gives you a vision further than the front of our nose, so to speak, that we call those things that are not as though they were, that we get the word of God written in our heart, as the psalmist David said, that we might not sin against you. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, call on him. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Believe that God has resurrected from the dead by the quickening spirit of an almighty God. Ask him to forgive your sins, renounce evil, turn from your wicked ways. The word of God declares that he will help you, he will save you, he will deliver, he will bring you out, he will change your life. If you need healing today, the word of God declares by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. Study the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Study it. It'll help your faith because these people lived by faith and they were justified by faith. And they contended for the faith, like me and you need to do, that was once given unto the saints. We need the faith of the older generation. We need the faith of a Smith Wigglesworth, the faith of a A.A. Allen, the faith of a Jack Coe, the faith of a Catherine Coleman, the faith of an Oral Roberts. These were men and women. They weren't perfect, but they had faith in an almighty God and weren't moved by everything that come down the pike. They were not, the word of God declares, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine because their faith was the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Pray that God strengthens us in the days to come. Pray for one another. The word of God declares that a three-stranded cord cannot be broken. God declares I must have unity in my house because a house divided will not stand. I thank him today that his word will not come back void, but it'll do that which he sent it to do. And we declare all this in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak and we pray. May God bless each and every one of you. Till the next time.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you.
And the meek shall inherit.